Welcome to the Heathen Machine Chronicles. I'm your host, the Heathen Machine. Hope everyone's having a great week. We finally got some nice weather here. It's been cool. It's been raining. All that fun stuff makes the hens happy. Not much going on around here. I begin my MFA program, which I'm really excited about. I guess I don't talk a lot about. I don't talk a lot about this part of what I do, but I'm a creative writer and I really like to write. These last few years, just with life happening, I haven't gotten the writing done that I want. You know, I still take notes. I still do some of the important things a writer should do. But you know, my MFA is English and Creative Writing. So I'm going to get a chance to finally kind of continue working on a story, you know, I've been working on and world building and all that fun stuff. So I'm going to actually get to have an academic setting with workshops and all this stuff to really give me an opportunity to get back into that writing mindset. You know, it's funny. I always see these, there's a funny parallel that I think that goes between creativity and physical fitness. Like both, especially with writing and playing guitar, these are three things that I can talk about because I do them. You know, the thing with, writing is it's, you know, your brain's a muscle. It's a muscle, right? Thinking. If you don't write daily and if you're not in that mindset, the stories you're writing and those characters can really become stale. You know, it's the same thing with physical fitness. If you're not training every day or if you're not training consistently, you know, you're not going to make the kind of gains that you want. So I've kind of, in my writing endeavors, while I do write, you know, on my Instagram, it's just not the kind of writing that I really need to be doing, this deep dive, creative science fantasy type writing. So anyway, I'm really glad to get that started. It's going to take up a good amount of my time. But that's the kind of time that I am okay giving up for that. Being creative, you know, it's another thing. If you're not working on being creative, you kind of lose some of that juju. You know what I mean? You lose some of that thing, you know, like a lot of people who compete, let's say in fighting, then compete often can attest to this, that, you know, once you get injured or you're out for a significant time, say you were competing once a month or twice a month for just a long extent, you know, a long time. And then suddenly you're hurt or sidelined and you got to take months and months off. And then you come back. It's going to be jarring because, you know, you get accustomed to doing something. And when you stop doing it for, you know, a significant amount of time, it will affect you when you come back. But you will have an easier time getting back into it than somebody who's just getting into it. So just remember that. All right. You know, I've often thought about starting these shows off with like stuff going on around the world, but I don't know. Part of me just kind of doesn't care. You know, when I sit down and do this podcast, I act like I'm talking to anybody who's listening to this. And if whoever's listening to this, you know, understands that I'm not necessarily here to talk about current events. You know, I kind of try to focus more on the motivational aspect of things. I like to touch on fitness and things like that. But if I'm going to be completely honest, my passion doesn't really even lie in wanting to be a fitness influencer or even someone's coach. I love to write. Again, it's one of those things. I consider myself a writer, even more so than somebody that has any kind of authority in fitness. It doesn't seem like it, but you know, if I could really have my way, I would much rather be a behind the scenes kind of person, you know, because that's how I am. I like my solitude and quiet time. So really getting out on social media the way I am is very, it's something I've really had to work at, because it's not something I naturally do. And you can tell probably I don't know. I mean, other accounts do really well and maybe they're a little more personable or something like that. I don't know. But the point I'm making is that I think I enjoy the creative side of life. I often talk about balance, and you know, I think right now I feel like I've gotten I'm out of balance right now. I've deep dived into this tactical fitness, and now I'm in jujitsu, and so I feel like I'm overnourishing my physical self, and I wanted to bring some balance back to that by, instilling some discipline back into my writing life. Prior to these last few years, I was at a point in my writing where I did a daily, I'd sit down and write no less than 1,000 to 1,500 words a day, new words, minimal editing. And that would be my goal. It'd be my daily goal. And that was something I could tackle. So I'm going to get back to that here as my journey back into my stories continues. All right. Let's dive into the topic. It won't be long. I won't take up a whole lot of your time. I touched on this in an Instagram reel I posted a few days ago. And basically what it was I was talking about how if even a person could be anything they wanted to be, or if they had everything that they ever wanted, that they would still have the same problems that everyone else would have. They would probably just be different. You know, myself included, we like to imagine ourselves being super successful, and we'd like to think that everything would be okay, but I don't think that's the case. And all you have to do is, Jim Carrey has been famous for often talking about this, right? As a guy who's incredibly successful, has all the money in the world, fame and fortune and all these things that so many of us peons seem for some reason to really dream about also having one day. And it's funny because Jim Carrey often talks about the trap that is, that the fact that has never brought him any happiness. As a matter of fact, has made his life a little bit more miserable, because you almost become a slave to this notion that you always need to be the it thing. You need money. You need the status. Because, the fleeting thought of our society is all about that. And he's often said that that's not the key, right? That's not the key to being truly happy. You want to know what I actually think the key to being really happy is struggle. I do. I think it's struggle. Struggle sucks, right? But without struggle, what are we? Without struggle, what art is going to be created? Some of the most amazing works of art and literature and cinema and everything we consume has come from a place of struggle. Take someone like Mike Tyson. Would Mike Tyson be Mike Tyson without the struggle of his early childhood? I doubt it. I highly doubt it. It was that struggle that made Mike Tyson Mike Tyson. And yeah, granted, he was hypnotized by Customato, who was well known for that. But Mike Tyson had a hard life, right? And so many writers and poets and artists and directors come from this struggle. And and oftentimes it's in that struggle where we create these beautiful things, right? And if it was easy to do this stuff, then everyone would be doing it and it would have no meaning, right? If everyone was what they actually wanted to be, then there'd be too much comfort, right? There'd be, and that would bring up its own set of issues and problems. And so I think it's a better, instead of like thinking about, man, you know, wishing you could always be, you know, something, all these things that you wanted to be, or you wish you had all the money in the world or whatever. I think it's a better and healthier thing to just simply try to be a better version of you every day. Right. And maybe that's going to be the path that takes you to being that successful person. But I think you have to go through that struggle. I think you have to appreciate struggle, right? In order to appreciate success. Because if you just was handed to you, right? It's like almost a stereotype of the trust fund baby. Like, look at Joe Biden's son, right? He's a fuck up. I think it's pretty much well accepted that he's just a fuck up. And it seems like that's the theme with people who are raised by very, very rich people or very influential people or in celebrity. You know, they go off the rails. They don't understand about responsibility because they never had it. Childhood stars, you know, let's look at childhood stars. Now, on the outside, everyone's like, wow, look at, they're so lucky. They were famous. They've been famous. You know, Justin Bieber, famous his whole life. Yet so many of these childhood stars end up breaking down, having addiction problems, having serious mental health issues. And many of them have talked about it, right? And I always find that interesting that nobody wants to think about that when it comes to, you know, having everything you want, right? Nobody wants to look at those people that do have everything they want, who are saying, hey, it's actually not, it hasn't made me happy. It hasn't done anything for me. It's made things worse, because it's hard to appreciate everything when it's just there and you have it. You know, the value of finding success in your life. And I want to make sure I clarify what success is. I'm not even talking about financial success or fame or anything like that. Success is whatever it is in your life. Maybe you just want to start a small business, right? Maybe you're like me and you want to write a really good book or a couple or some stories. Maybe you want to, I don't know, just be successful at your job and being a good parent or partner or whatever success means to you. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not specifically meaning financial success or fame or anything like that. But I just think we all daydream about like, oh man, if I had this, you know, my life would be better. And I just, that's not true, right? Because, you know, when we fantasize about these things, we often forget to think about the hard work it takes to get there, right? It's why a lot of people, you know, let's go back to my writing. It's why a lot of people will quit writing, because people assume it's just as simple as sitting down and writing a story. And it's not that easy. As a matter of fact, you know, a book, a writer who writes really fast could probably write a rough draft, a first draft in like 3 to 4 months. Right, that's just the first draft. You got to go over the editing and that. So it could be 6 months before a book ever comes to fruition. And so I always just side note, I always laugh when like politicians and celebrities talk about like writing a book. Look, I'm telling you, they do not write their own books. Just Hillary Clinton did not write her own fucking book. Okay, people like her and people like that hire people like me who are ghostwriters. Right. Ghostwriters are writing a majority of celebrities' books, unless that celebrity or politician or unless they specifically said, yes, I sat down and I wrote this book. Then they, you know, they didn't. A ghostwriter wrote that book. But anyway, I digress. What I'm really trying to talk about here is that, you know, we like to think that if we had everything in this world, that it would make our life okay. And that's just not the case, right? It's just not, because we're human and we're flawed and we always seem to want more. And what that more is will vary from person to person. Maybe you're a person who wants more money. Maybe a person wants more power and influence. Maybe a person who wants more friends. I don't know. But we just seem to be a species that always needs more, more, and more. So when you have all that stuff, like say you have everything you want. So you got a great family or a successful career and you've got all these friends and all this other stuff. I promise you, there's still going to be things that give you anxiety. There's still going to be things that you struggle with mentally, physically, because that's just the way it is. You know, the elephant in the room is our mortality, right? Like we've got just this finite amount of time to experience this thing we call life. And having that in the back of our mind, I mean, that is that existential crisis that we're always sort of, people always seem to be talking about, right? So there's just this always, we always want more, you know, we're always chasing something and that's okay. But we have to acknowledge that that's not going to bring you to a place of fulfillment. And I think there's a reason why they say, like, you know, it's about the journey and not the destination. And we forget about that because we get so wrapped up in our work. We get so wrapped up in wanting to be successful with our endeavors that we forget that the process of getting from point A to point B, that space in between there, that's where life is happening. That's where your memories are forged, right? It's where you love and laugh and live and hate. And it's where relationships end and begin. It's where the sparks happen. It's where failure starts and ends and success begins. It's in those points. It's in that zigzaggy up and down line from point A to point B, the beginning to the end. That's where it all happens. So it's probably best to not worry about even like thinking or fantasizing about, man, if I just had this, I could do this, or, you know, just every day you get up, just try to be a better version of yourself. Right? Because all those little things, you know, that one little detail that you might be able to change, all these things start adding up, right? And they could add up to you being successful and you having these things that you want. I mean, it could, but that's not going to, it's probably not going to solve our dilemma of always wanting to improve, you know, because say you have everything you ever want. You're exactly who you want to be. You're all this. Then you're kind of wallowing in this comfort zone. And that's when like you start getting lethargic. You know, and I just really think that the best of humanity comes out in struggle. And I'm not talking about needless struggle. And it sucks that people do struggle. We all struggle, and some far worse than others. But again, like I said earlier, it's that idea of struggle and always trying to do and be a little bit better that makes us who we are. If we had everything, you know, if we were everything we wanted to be, I just feel like this world would be a very, very boring place, right? It'd be, you know, someone would eventually rebel and decide that, you know, to go against the status quo, but I don't think that would be a good society. You know, in that Reels, I had mentioned that What About Bob was a movie I watched when I was growing up. And it's a good a comedic movie, Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss. He, you know, Richard Dreyfuss is a psychologist and Bill Murray is this angst-ridden patient. And, you know, Richard Dreyfuss keeps telling Bill Murray's character to just, you know, think about baby steps, right? That's how he's going to get over his germophobia and whatever else he's got going on. You know, he tells him baby steps. And I think that that applies to something like this, right? We dream of the golden egg, right? But we don't think about what it takes to get to that golden egg. Does that make sense? I think it makes sense. But which goes back to me saying, just maybe focus on being a bit better every day. Because I want to make, I just want to make sure that you know that I'm not, when I talk about success, it's just whatever you see success as. I'm not a material money guy. So for me, my own idea of success would be just, I have the ability to write books and stories and like make a living on it. I would be happy with that. And people read them and I'd be good with that. But I know that that wouldn't solve everything. I'd still have all these other issues that I deal with, right? But there would be contentment there. And maybe that's what we need to look at. Maybe instead of wishing you could have all these things, maybe you should think about what would bring you the most contentment, right? And look, if it's money, then you're at, if you think money is going to solve your problem, then you need to figure out what you're going to do to put yourself in that position, right? And start taking those steps. You know, if being a successful strength coach, right? If that's your goal, then you put that effort into that, right? And that enriches your life. But even then, we're all going to still have our own problems. We're still going to have our own issues. We're still going to deal with anxiety and stress. You know, they say more money, more problems for a reason, right? So even if we were all super successful, we would just have a different set of stressors and problems. Don't fool yourself into thinking that there's a thing out there that's going to just suddenly make your life click and, oh, all your problems go away. Because remember, there's going to be people that attack you. You know, there's going to be people that support you, right? And then those things alone will affect us, right? You know, things won't always go our way. I mean, as a matter of fact, for most of us, things will mostly not go our way, with some things going our way, which hopefully will counteract most of the other stuff. But just don't think that there's something out there that's going to suddenly change your life. It could. You could win the lotto and suddenly your financial burdens are at ease. But then you're going to have all kinds of people coming at you, telling you you owe them money. Family, you're going to have fights with your family because they're going to want some of it and they're going to be angry at you because you're not giving them money, right? And then what do you do with all that money? You invest it, right? What do you do with it? Like, do you put it in the bank, stocks, you know, and then you got to worry about getting, you know, ripped off from that. And that's just the financial side of things. That's not the mental side of things, the stress and the pressure that that would cause. Because now you're in a big tax bracket, right? And so more money, more problems. All right. So I think I got my point across. In the end, look, just baby steps. All right. Baby steps, you know, get to that point, because when you work on those baby steps, you will accumulate these things that you need, right? Instead of thinking of the things you want. When you work on these baby steps moving forward, you will get what you need. And when you do find yourself, maybe you will find yourself in a spot where you do have these things. You know, I think you'll be in a healthier place, at least as long as you've acknowledged that journey to get there, the steps it took to get there. And even then, there's still always ways to make improvements. There's still ways to continue moving forward. Hopefully you find something in this episode that rings with you. I don't know, it's just something I've been thinking about, especially with me going back to school to I don't know, put my mind back into this writing space, because, I think about, writing and leaving a legacy. Like, I don't have kids. I probably won't have any. And so oftentimes, when you write something, a story can be, it can be your legacy. And so I have to ask myself, is like, yeah, but is that going to, is that going to bring fulfillment? Is it going to, and writing in itself brings fulfillment for me. So I don't think I have to worry about that so much. So, anyway, hopefully, you gained some insight. This is kind of a sloppy episode. I'm probably going to, I said it last week, I'll probably be taking a hiatus soon, just to get, work more on getting some better organization for this podcast and, figuring out a solid direction to take it. Cause right now I'm kind of staying in this mental space, which is good, the motivation, but like my interests are just very wide, and I do want to introduce a lot more of my interests than just this stuff about mental health and physicality and stuff like that. So remember to take care of yourself, be kind to people, be violent when you need to be in defense of others, eat healthy, exercise, drink water, and take care of yourself and those in your community. From deep in the Ozark foothills, Heathen Machine, out.